Magic: The Gathering Final Fantasy Commander Upgrade Guide 2026 Best First Swaps for All 4 Decks. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Play 3 stock games first, then repair the deck's bottleneck. Mana and combat for limit break, counter density for counter blitz, discard and reanimation discipline for revival trance, or instant speed spell flow for science and spellcraft. 10 purposeful swaps beat a 40-card identity transplant. Play 3 stock games first, then repair the deck's bottleneck. Mana and combat for limit break, counter density for counter blitz, discard and reanimation discipline for revival trance, or instant speed spell flow for science and spellcraft. 10 purposeful swaps beat a 40-card identity transplant. This Puzzlewick guide separates official rules and product identity from marketplace demand, tournament context, and recurring community experience. TCG Player is used to identify current buyer friction and market attention. Publisher documents remain authoritative for contents, card text, rotation, and legality. Which Final Fantasy Commander deck should you upgrade first? Upgrade the deck you have already played enough to diagnose. Counter Blitz is the easiest first project because its +1/+1 counter engine tells you exactly what it wants. Limit Break becomes much better when combat turns create value instead of merely noise. Revival Trance rewards a careful graveyard package. Science and Spellcraft wants cheap interaction and card flow, not a fistful of 7 mana nostalgia. TCG Player's 2026 market reports explain the continuing scale of Magic demand, but marketplace volume does not choose your deck. Your first 3 games do. Write down every card that stranded in hand, every color you missed, and every turn you passed without affecting the table. That is the upgrade list with the least nonsense in it. Use a 4-column test sheet. Record lands kept, first meaningful play, commander cast turn, and the card that spent the longest time doing nothing. Across 3 games, repeated failures become visible. One awkward draw is weather, the same 7 mana card stranded in every opening is climate. Upgrade for climate. Also note the pod, a card that fails against one graveyard deck may be perfectly healthy against the group you normally see. Before buying anything, goldfish 2 opening hands after each proposed cut. This catches upgrades that look powerful in isolation but remove the deck's early scaffolding. Commander lists are ecosystems. A better top end cannot compensate for fewer early plays, worse colors, or a commander that now arrives one turn late. How should you upgrade Limit Break first? Cloud's deck is happiest when equipped creatures attack, survive, and turn that attack into another resource. Begin with untapped lands, 2 mana ramp, and equipment that is useful before Cloud arrives. Then add protection that keeps one developed attacker alive. The trap is stuffing the list with glamorous equipment while the deck spends turn 4 fixing its colors. Cut narrow combat tricks, slow equipment with weak rates, and cards that need a perfect board. Keep the recognizable Final Fantasy spine. If an upgrade makes the deck more efficient but less like a Cloud deck, it has failed the assignment in a very professional-looking way. For Limit Break, test a combat turn on paper before adding another equipment. Attacker, blocker, protection, and the value created after damage. If the line consumes the whole hand to deal 6 extra damage, it is theatrical rather than durable. The best first improvements let Cloud attack while keeping one card or mana available, because an equipped creature that survives teaches the table to respect every later combat. How should you upgrade Counter Blitz first? Counter Blitz has the clearest stock chassis. Place counters, multiply their value, and turn a developed board into pressure. The first upgrades should lower the curve, add protection, and improve counter placement at instant speed. Do not begin by replacing every modest creature with a famous mythic. The deck needs enough bodies to carry counters and enough interaction to survive the table noticing. Community upgrade threads repeatedly converge on the same practical lesson. Protect the engine and improve the mana before chasing a combo. That advice is paraphrased here and checked against the official list. A clean counter blitz turn should advance a creature, hold up protection, and leave the next combat obvious. Counter blitz testing should count how many turns the deck both advances a threat and preserves interaction. If every strong turn requires tapping out, the list is not yet protecting its own thesis. Track whether counter payoffs arrive before or after the creatures they reward. When the order is wrong repeatedly, adjust the curve and card selection before adding a larger finisher. How should you upgrade Revival Trance first? Revival Trance is not put everything in the bin and hope. It needs discard outlets you can activate deliberately, creatures worth returning, and enough cheap interaction to avoid dying while assembling value. Improve those three ratios first. A reanimation spell without a worthwhile target is a blank. A giant target without a discard outlet is expensive luggage. The strongest first pass removes cards that only work when the graveyard is already perfect. Add flexible looting, recursion that can recover multiple card types, and one or two finishers that matter immediately. The result should feel like Terra and Company returning at the right moment, not like a generic graveyard list wearing a franchise badge. Calibrate against the table before ordering Wave 2. Ask each regular opponent to score the upgraded deck on speed, resilience, and inevitability after two sessions. A deck that starts acting one turn earlier may be healthier. A deck that also rebuilds twice and ends every game the same way may have quietly crossed the path. Record the turn when opponents felt forced to hold interaction for you. That social pressure is a more useful power signal than a price total. Budget in layers. First the cards that repair repeatable failures, then the cards that widen interesting decisions, and only then premium versions or marginal upgrades. Keep removed Final Fantasy cards together in a side packet with a dated decklist. When a new player joins or the pod lowers its power, restoring the original flavor should take 5 minutes rather than an archaeological expedition. The best commander upgrade path leaves both the improved deck and the original experience recoverable. How should you upgrade Science and Spellcraft first? Science asks for the most discipline. Cheap instants and sorceries let the deck play on other turns, protect its board, and trigger its rewards without tapping out for spectacle. Remove slow effects that duplicate one another. Add efficient card selection, interaction, and lands that enter untapped often enough to keep options open. This is the deck most likely to become unpleasant if every upgrade is generic control. Preserve the named characters and the Final Fantasy XIV rhythm. The goal is a responsive story deck, not a permission stack that makes three friends reconsider the calendar invitation. What is the 10-card commander upgrade method? Set a 10-card limit for the first upgrade. 4 slots fix mana, ramp or draw. 4 strengthen the signature engine. 1 protects the plan. 1 ends the game. That constraint forces every purchase to answer a problem observed at the table and keeps a budget list from becoming a second unopened product. Play 2 more sessions before the next change. Record opening hands, missed land drops, turns with unused mana, and cards that never found a target. This simple log is more useful than importing a 100-card list built for another pod's speed and tolerance for combos. Accessories that actually help sleeves. A deck box that fits 100 sleeved cards and readable tokens are the useful floor. A playmat protects cards and defines a clean work area, but it does not repair bad mana. Buy accessories after confirming the deck will stay in rotation. Matching art is delightful. Buying 3 matching boxes for a deck you dislike is merely organized regret. Keep a printed or digital list after every revision. Commander decks drift. A version history preserves the ability to undo a clever upgrade that turned out to be clever only in the kitchen. Final verdict. The upgrade order counter blitz is the easiest first upgrade, limit break the best combat renovation, revival trance the richest engine project, and science and spellcraft the specialist build. In every case, play stock, fix mana and card flow reinforce the named mechanic, then add protection and a closer. Stop when the deck does its job at your table. The linked Amazon products are exact editions checked for this guide. Prices and sellers change, so confirm the listing at checkout. The strategy is grounded in Wizards' official deck lists and release notes, then tested against recurring community upgrade questions rather than one viral list. The table-ready protection kit buy protection by job, not by logo. Use one opaque sleeve model across the complete playable deck and keep matching spares. Choose a compact rigid box when the deck rides in a crowded bag, a roomier bastion when double sleeves or commander bulk make the fit tight, and a soft magnetic case when table feel matters more than crush resistance. Add a playmat before regular store play. Put collectible cards that are not in active decks into a side-loading zip binder. Genuinely valuable singles deserve appropriate rigid protection as well. A binder is not a deck box, and a deck box is not luggage. Build a carry system only as large as the collection has earned. Final verdict. Counter Blitz is the easiest first upgrade. Limit Break the best combat renovation. Revival Chance the richest engine project, and Science and Spellcraft the specialist build. In every case, play stock, fix mana and card flow, reinforce the named mechanic, then add protection and a closer. Stop when the deck does its job at your table. The linked Amazon products are exact editions checked for this guide. Prices and sellers change, so confirm the listing at checkout. The strategy is grounded in Wizards' official deck lists and release notes, then tested against recurring community upgrade questions rather than one viral list. Frequently asked questions. How many cards should I replace first? 10 or fewer. Fix mana and draw first, then the signature engine protection and one closer. Which Final Fantasy Commander deck is easiest to upgrade? Counter Blitz has the clearest engine and most obvious first improvements. Should I buy all four decks? Only if at least three will be played or the verified bundle price beats the exact individual listings. Do I need expensive staples? Number curve, mana, interaction and coherent ratios matter before premium staples. Should I remove Final Fantasy cards for stronger generic cards? Remove underperformers selectively. Preserving the deck's identity is part of the value. When should I stop upgrading? When the deck makes its land drops, participates before its commander, survives disruption and wins at the pod's intended power.